the state of confusion is quite obvious, yes?
Let the lion be without a tail, O lion maker, for my heart is faint from the blows of the prong. That person commenced to prick in on another part without fear, without favor, without mercy. He yelled, which of the members is this? This is his ear, my good man, the barber replied. O doctor, said he, let him have no ears. Omit the ears and cut the frock short.
Why cut the frock short?
Well, a frock is a dress. Jack?
Frog actually is a very small rock, which is the cheapest rock. The carpet for us, the rock, is that made out of the wool and fantastic one. You know, normally is the cheapest thing that the people who cannot afford the rod will have that. And we have a lot of playing with it, because whenever they talk about the dervish, they talk about the dervish who is supposed to be contained in his own gleam and doesn't stick his foot outside and blah, blah, blah. But that gleam, you see how close it is to Kalim. Now, that Kalim is Moses, who talked to the God, Kalam. Gilim and Kalim will be played in a lot of conversations like this. Here, the guy, because Rumi here wants to say, listen, you don't want to listen to the tale of this, because we are storytelling and you are in rush, you see. You're not patient for the tale of the story, and you don't like the ear, because you don't have the ear to listen to this story, which is long. And
this is a kalim, you're saying, same word they use.
Yeah, kalim and galim.
It's a flat weave carpet, no plush.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not kalim, it's galim. Yeah. That's the difference. Kalim will be Moses.
The barber began to insert in another part. Once more the man of Gazvin set out to wail, saying, what is the member now on this third spot? He replied, this is the lion's belly, my dear sir. Let the lion have no belly, said he. What need of a belly for the picture that is all that is sated? The barber became distraught and remained in great bewilderment. He stood for a long time with his fingers in his teeth. Then the master flung the needle to the ground and said, has this happened to anyone in the world? Whoever saw a lion without tail and head and belly? God himself did not create a creature, a lion like this. Oh, brother, endure the pain of the lancet, that you may escape from the poison of your miscreant self.
Listen, kid. You explained the story, you got the story. The story was simple, right? You want to look good, but you don't like to go through the pain. And that doesn't work, right? But he finished it in a very special way. Suddenly, yes, the barber is angry. And he's shouting that, who heard about a lion with no tails, no ears, and no belly? This hasn't been created yet. Suddenly Rumi is there with a smile and said, oh brother, this is not the barber anymore. Barber was shouting, right? He said, oh brother, be patient with all these pains of nish. Nish has a lot of different meanings in Persian. A special meaning is cutting off, opening up, opening a wound. It's the instrument that the insects and some kind of serpents and things like that, you call it fang. Fang is nish, because it it goes inside, it will penetrate. He says, this is penetration. Because what they do, they open up the wounded which are covered in you and are infectious. That's the first thing. Then medicine did, I believe, they still do that. To open up, bring out the filthy stuff, let it heal. He says, be patient to the pain of that fang or cutter to become free of the fang of this gabber, inflated ego in you. Gabber is, in the time of Rumi, everybody likes to say is Zoroastrian. In a way it is. Is Zoroastrian ideology to them. They believe only in Allah, and they see another interpretation, which is the light and the darkness. And the prince of the dark and prince of the darkness are almost equal. And they are wrestling each other, and at the end they need you to help the good one to comfort the bad one. That's the old philosophy. To these people, that's nonsense. To these people, that awful fellow is created by this good fellow, Satan and God. They're not comparable. The Satan, yes, is knowledgeable, it's here and it will trick you, but at the end, he is the loser, no matter you fight it or not. You fight it for your own sake, for your goodness. These are two different stuff. Therefore, gab to them means dualist. And that dualism in philosophy and in religion could be ignored because of the interpretation, religious interpretation. But to Rumi here, cannot. Because he's talking about what? He's talking about that khodar, that green fellow who is here forever. He's talking about God having anger and pity, but like that, not like this. His pity and his graciousness is much stronger than his anger. There is unbalance over there, and that unbalance will go on to come and happen in me. In me there is this spirit and there is that donkey, right? But we don't put them at the same level. Who will put them at the same level? You tell me. There is, we found or we described something like the spirit in me and the donkey in me. Who will put them at the same level? My ego. Only my ego will value them the same. Because for my ego, both are me. So I will be the same at my spirit. If you tell me that your body is like, oh, this is me. That ego is gap, is the dualist one. Because remember, the handmaiden was convincing me that she is me. Remember? That's the ego. So we will call that ego gap. And he will say, for you to be freed from your personal ego, you need to be patient to these scalpers, to these knives, to these polishing. To me, opening up the old wounds and show you the infection. For you to learn all of this, you should be patient. Because?
For sky and sun and moon bow in worship to the people who have escaped from self-existence. Anyone in whose body the miscreant self has died, sun and cloud obey his command.
You see, this is what it is, the translation. In Persian is something else. Is whoever died in his physical body, that ego, gabr ego, again he will call it gabr. something that even Iranians, they don't like it anymore, especially now that they are very nostalgic about it, that time of Zoroastrian stuff. You know that the Iranians are very romantic about it. I don't know why, because anyone with a little bit of reading stuff will realize that that's why all the Iranians, they embraced the Islam as a foreign invader, because the local people were nasty. Because in that time in Iran, the Sassanid dynasty are the most extreme religious people in that country. And the king is the Pope himself. Means he's the leader of the religion and he's the king. You could imagine the rest. What will happen? In that time, they forgot about it and they don't like this gab. But the gab in the language of Rumi and in the time of Rumi is pointing out to, yes, the people with duality. And I'm sure of that. Why? Why am I sure about that? Yes. I'm sure about that because I go back. This is what we agreed upon, right? I go back to Rumi's diagnosis of the human being, and the first sickness he counted in you and said, you fellow, you have this malady, this sickness in you. What was that? Remember? What was it? Yes, double vision. And he talked about it. Not just one word came out. He said, I call you double vision because you don't understand the unity. You have to divide. This is the logic in you. All of that. He talked about it. So when he calls somebody gap, I understand that he's pointing like that. Like when he says juhud, I will understand self-reliance. I don't get Jewish out of that. Because I know the Jewish people, to him, are Yahudi, and they say Ale, Musa, Yahud, and all that. Here, he will refer to that gap again and again. And will say, for you to be safe from yourself, that fellow in you, who will divide the universe as me and the rest, and the interest is to me and the rest, and all that, to come out, to be saved, you have to be patient. Yes?
Since his heart has learned to light the candle, the sun cannot burn him.
God, you see the exaggeration? When your heart learns to light a candle, the sun will bow to you. Because when you light a candle, first of all, you will see the head and the tail of the elephant. Remember the elephant, the example he brought in literature, and that was one of the really important moments of my life when I got an ecstasy facing cybernetics, and I found in a book of one of the masters, I don't remember, I'm not sure which one it is, maybe Norbert Wiener, who brought in the story of the elephant of Masnavi, and he said, how clever it is that there are people in the darkness and they're touching an elephant. One of them will say, oh, elephant is like a strong pillar. The other one will say, oh, elephant is like, I don't know.
A flat,
a flat or a fan. Yeah, a fan. And the other one will say it's like a
rope because it's touching the trunk.
And Rumi doesn't need the rest, and say if each of them had a candle in his hand, everything was clear. Because that's what it is, to have the light. The first candle lit in your heart is it, because the rest comes automatically. When you saw, it's like, I don't know, have anyone here read the blindness.